Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 20, starting in verse 17. Matthew 20, verse 17. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one on your right hand and one on your left, in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And as they went out of Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And behold, there were two blind men sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." The crowd rebuked them, telling them to be silent. But they cried out all the more, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And stopping, Jesus called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." And Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes, and immediately they recovered their sight and followed him. So there are several things that are within this reading for today. First, as they're going up to Jerusalem, he tells them what's going to happen, that he's going to be arrested, he's going to be condemned, he's going to be crucified, and he will raise on the third day. It doesn't say anything about their reaction to this. It just puts in here this predictive prophecy that Jesus has given them to let them know what is going to happen. Then it states that the mother of the sons of Zebedee come, and she makes this request. This request is not new. This is something that's been going on among the disciples for a little while now. For example, you can look back to chapter 18 when the disciples came to Jesus asking, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" There has been an issue with them thinking of the kingdom in physical terms. And what I mean by that is thinking the way that a lot of the other Jews thought, which was that there was going to be a physical kingdom. And with a physical kingdom, you've got a hierarchy, you've got authority, you've got places of honor. And so that seems to be what they are thinking. And so Jesus is again having to deal with this. So she's making this request for her sons to be in those top two positions, if you will, the right and the left. And this was a pretty presumptive request. And I think that's why the other disciples were indignant with him, that he would come and, well, their mother make this request. And he states that you don't really know what you're asking. That's an accurate statement if you consider that they don't really understand exactly what the kingdom is going to be. Obviously, they wouldn't really understand what they're asking for either. But Jesus is pointing to the fact that it's not going to be a place of honor on this earth where they would have a life of ease. No, it's going to be great difficulty. Jesus has just told them he's going to be arrested, condemned, and crucified. And now they're saying they want to be right and left. And he says, "Are you able to drink the same cup?" In other words, are you able to go through the same kinds of things? And they state, "We are able." I'm not sure if they really knew what they were saying. But after this, Jesus begins to teach them this concept that they must serve. He says, you know, that they know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them and exercise authority. So he uses the world to illustrate, you know, this is how most people think of it. This is how it's usually done. But the kingdom's going to be different. The kingdom was going to be one in which, in order to be great, you had to be willing to serve. So, among the Gentiles, among the world, the great ones are the ones who are served, and Jesus is saying it's going to be the opposite. This kingdom is not going to be like the world is. And he says, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. If Jesus showed us this way of life, and we are disciples following in his footsteps, then it makes sense that we would have to go and do likewise. Finally, there is this section about the two blind men. Jesus is going by. There are many people that are with him. These two blind men, I don't know, by listening to the conversation, maybe somebody nearby that wasn't blind told them who was coming, but they cry out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." They are confessing that they know who he is and they believe in who he is. Now, the crowd rebukes them to say, "Be quiet. Don't speak out." And here again is another issue in which people that are following Jesus, I don't know whether this is the disciples or whether it's, you know, outside that inner group, that 12, but they are looking down on people in their society that had needs, great needs. And by Jesus paying attention to them, he teaches another lesson, that lesson being, don't overlook anyone. Don't look down on anyone. The kingdom is open to all. Jesus is there for everyone who would come to him. Jesus is not going to ignore these guys. He pays attention, despite what the expectations of the crowd were. And so he stops and he says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." And it says that Jesus, in pity, he had compassion on them. He was kind toward them. He touched their eyes and immediately they recovered their sight. And what did they do? They followed him. Now, do you think they just followed him physically? I think they probably followed him spiritually. I think that they would have had enough gratitude over what just happened and a realization of who he is that they want to follow him in his way of life. And again, there's another lesson there for us as well regarding gratitude and appreciation. If we appreciate the mercy that God has had upon us, then we likewise will follow him. We will dedicate ourselves to the way of life that he directs us toward. It's a lot for us to think about today, and I hope these thoughts will benefit you. I also ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all.